This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So let's us talk to the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns that himself, and that would be young Dan Zimmerman. Hello, young Dan.
Hello, Mr. Young Frady. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you calling me that, too. I was doing that just so you'd do it. And you fell for it.
I know when somebody's fishing for a compliment.
There you go. Young is a compliment nowadays. Let's kick off with this because I have watched this video. I saw this, and I've watched this video. Let's talk about the video of the fatal Lubbock shooting.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I have to agree with your headline. It does not appear to support a claim of self-defense. And since they have it from a couple of angles, just like they did the Rittenhouse video, I kind of wonder if this is not a problem for that young fellow there holding that gun. But what are your thoughts? What have you found out so far?
I think it is, for your listeners who may not have seen this video that's happened in Lubbock, there was apparently a gentleman who was coming to pick up his son who, for visitation, and went to his ex-wife's home, and the son wasn't there, and things got a little heated, and he was complaining, you know, that according to the agreement, he was supposed to have had access to the son at a certain time. And the wife's boyfriend was there as well and asked and told him to leave. He said he wasn't going to do that. This all happened outside in front of the house. Boyfriend that went in the house, retrieved a carbine, came outside, and the father was picking up the son, said, you know, you bumped chests with him and said, you better use that or I'm going to take it. The man with the carbine backed off and fired a warning shot into the ground in front of the man. Who then tried to grab the gun and kind of flung the man with the gun out into his yard about 10 feet away. The man then raised the gun, aimed at the father and shot him twice and killed him. And I would suggest that you go to our website and watch these videos because there are videos of the event from two different angles.
Yeah.
Not edited. It's all right there. So if these kinds of things disturb you, don't watch it. But if you want to see how a situation could escalate, this is kind of a cautionary tale here.
The cautionary tale being that I believe, you know, to be honest with you, as far as the way the event, from what I have seen of the video, the way it escalates, the father doing the pickup was wrong. The husband or stepfather doing the get the gun fired into the floor was wrong. They were both wrong. However, I don't think that what was going on there warranted lethal defense. Do you?
No, I think a couple things happened. No one was violent at all.
They were noisy.
It was heated. There was they were arguing. And there's nothing more volatile, as any cop will tell you, than a domestic issue. But there was no violence whatsoever. The man was just yelling at his wife, saying, you know, according to the court order, I'm entitled to pick up the boy at such and such a time. And things didn't escalate until the boyfriend walked out of the house with the gun. And I have a feeling that the prosecutor, again, nobody's been arrested or charged yet. This happened almost 2 weeks ago, a little more than 2 weeks ago. I have a feeling that the prosecutor, and if he's charged, then a grand jury will see that as provocation to begin with. I'm not sure of that, but that's certainly possible. The warning shot is certainly a bad idea. That's never good. This may have happened in Texas, but anywhere that you fire a warning shot, you're opening yourself up to a charge of reckless endangerment. There's all kinds of ways a prosecutor can charge you for something like that.
Right.
And then once they struggled a little bit, the man with the gun and was sort of pushed out into the yard. He was a good 10 feet away from the other man who was not charging him. He did not come at him. It all happened pretty quickly, but once the man was flung out into the yard, he then stood there, took aim, and fired two shots right at the pickup father, for lack of a better term.
Right.
So there was, in my mind, there was no immediate threat of death or grievous bodily injury to the man with a gun. Again, this is all going to depend on the local prosecutor. This is going to depend, if he charges him, it's going to depend on the grand jury, although, you know, you can kind of say you can indict a ham sandwich. But I have a feeling that this guy is going to be charged, and it's going to ultimately go to trial, and this man could very well find himself in jail on at least a manslaughter charge, maybe even a second degree murder charge. It's an ugly situation.
Yeah, that. One thing, I've been married and divorced before, and I did not have a custody agreement. And it can be very frustrating when you're trying to get your child if you don't have a custody agreement, because right. The custody agreement is upheld by the family court. Since I didn't have one, if I ever wanted to do anything, I would constantly, and you know, back when I got married very young the first time around, and it was very dumb, and I was very broke. I didn't have, well, I'm going to lawyer up again. I didn't have that kind of money. So the only way I could have done anything would have been to go to a judge, you know, get in front of a judge and try to do something. So if you can get it done in court, that's always better. And if somebody's not, you know, if somebody's not going by the judgment, by what the judge adjudicated, then there's your mechanism right there. You document it. You write down times. You video it with a time stamp. All that other stuff, and then you go. Then you go before the judge, and then you get them in trouble. You don't confront them about it. But on the other hand, you certainly don't go to guns over something like that.
No. Again, this man had an agreement, and the only threat he made was to call the ex-wife and others into court. Enforce it.
Right. Well, hang on for me. This you need to go check this out. It's at the top of the page, truthaboutguns.com right now. Watch the video, because that is part and parcel of what you need to see. And it is not edited, like I said. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Now, this next little bit is very intriguing to me because, it just speaks for itself. When the progressive left joins the far right in supporting Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, this is a quote from a woman who ran for Manhattan district attorney and narrowly lost. But she's kind of appalled because she has noticed that that there are those in New York City who are actually supporting gun rights. And she's talking here about the Bronx public defenders who wrote a friend of the court brief in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case against the state, seeking to overturn the state's May issue concealed carry permit law. And she can't believe that ostensible progressives would join those, she says, are on the far right in supporting that kind of thing. She says that instead of a legal argument, they're making a political one, and that it's shocking in its nihilism. And that, for a far left like this woman, her name is Tali Farhadian Weinstein, who I'm sure considers herself a progressive. But for her to claim nihilism on the part of these public defenders, which of course is a rejection of objective truth, morality, and values, is I suspect it's the pot calling the kettle black here. What these Bronx public defenders have noticed is people like their clients, and they're talking about the poor and minorities, are completely shut out from concealed carry permits in the city of New York. There are places in the state of New York where people can get carry permits if they have the right sheriff or live in the right area, but that isn't the case at all in New York City, of course. Ms. Weinstein claims that only white people and the middle class can get those, but that's not even true. The only people in New York City who get those kinds of permits are people who grease the right palms and the ultra-rich celebrities. Even then, sometimes it can take them years to get a concealed carry permit. So the more people like Ms. Weinstein are appalled by the expansion of gun rights and Second Amendment freedoms, the better things are going in this country.
Well, looking at her stuff, she seems to think that Rittenhouse and the McMichaels did the same thing.
Yeah, she does. I mean, she knows that both of them claim self-defense. Of course, that was proven to be true in the Rittenhouse case, and it was clear from that video. And it was clear to most people who viewed the McMichael case that was not the case there.
Right.
They started that whole situation by following Mr. Arbery, and Arbery apparently tried to defend himself or at least avoid it. And then I think, as if I remember the video correctly, tried to grab the gun and I think it was Travis McMichael shot him. In any case, her argument is the more people have guns, the more civilians that are allowed to actually own and carry firearms, the more these self-defense situations are going to crop up, and the more of these people are going to be found not guilty. God forbid people are allowed to defend themselves on the streets of New York or anywhere else.
That's a bug for her, right? It's not a feature. That's a bug.
No, that's very much a bug. And we can't allow John or Jane Q. Public to
now. How many
firearms?
How many states don't have shall issue? Is it eight?
I believe seven is the number I saw, and I can probably name most of them. I think it's California, New York, Hawaii, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and I think there's one more, and I can't remember what it is. It might be Rhode Island or Delaware. I can't recall. So, yeah, there's just a few, and that is likely going to fall as a result of the Supreme Court decision. We're hoping, of course. So at a minimum, we're hoping that may issue concealed carry is struck down. Because when you think of it, there is just no other right, no other constitutionally guaranteed right that is subject to the whim of a public official.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's voting, whether it's religion, whether it's speech, you don't have to go at, you know, begging for permission from a government functionary in order to exercise any other civil right except the right to keep and bear arms.
Well, I guess we're going to see about that. The thing is, though, do they not understand that most of the nation... self-defense is okay in most of the nation. It's allowed, if you will. It's I guess I would say it's encouraged by the shall issue status of some of these states. So do they not take that into consideration when they're out here?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they're aware of it, but I think they stick their fingers in their ears. I'm really loud and just ignore that fact in securing the knowledge that they are far more sophisticated and intelligent, being coastal elites, and all those people stuck in the middle have to deal with the consequences of living among idiots who love to own and tote firearms.
Well, I don't know how that plays when all of these... well, you know what? I don't have time to make that point. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, this is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking with CEOs and other business leaders about supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. During a White House photo op, Biden saying he's very pleased about the cooperation between business and labor in dealing with supply chain bottlenecks at U.S. ports.
I want to reach you about what you're seeing this holiday season. How well prepared are you to have products you need on your shelves, and know how you've innovated and hired to overcome these supply chain challenges.
Biden also calling the new Omicron coronavirus variant a cause for concern but not panic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is promising the lights will stay on this winter in Texas following a near collapse of the state's electrical system last February. USA Radio News. Another high-profile court case is getting underway.
Jury selection started today in the trial of former Empire star Jussie Smollett, who is accused of making false police reports to authorities that he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in 2019. 39-year-old Smollett was indicted on 6 counts last year by a Cook County, Illinois grand jury.
That Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. My concern is that hate crimes would now publicly be met with a level of skepticism.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson goes on to say Mr. Smollett allegedly paid two brothers $3,500 to stage the attack. The brothers have confessed to the plot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Black Friday is in the rearview mirror. Cyber Monday is here, and after that, it's Giving Tuesday. The Tuesday after Thanksgiving is meant to be the day dedicated to radical generosity in people's everyday lives. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I saw this. I'm very interested in this. I'd really love to know the place of origin of this, although I think I read it in the article. But you've got a gear review about a very unique pistol, the Terra Aerospace TMN9X.
Yeah, I have that pistol now. John Wayne Taylor reviewed that for us and did an incredibly thorough job. I have it, that gun now, after he's thoroughly abused it. I haven't had a chance to shoot it myself. But, yeah, this comes from the... is made by an aerospace company in the famous arms manufacturing center of Montenegro, a company called Terra Aerospace.
Yeah.
We got our hands on one after a YouTuber had raised some questions about it in terms of it's got a unique trigger. It's a striker-fired 9mm pistol, it looks like. Any one of dozens of 9mm strikes.
Sort of looks like a Glock with a better trigger guard.
It kind of does. But unlike other strike fire triggers, this one gives you second strike capability. So if somehow you pull the trigger and the round does not go bang because of a hard primer or a bad primer, you can pull the trigger again and the firing pin will strike the round again, hopefully igniting it. a YouTuber, played around with that and found that it's possible to get that Byrington to extend when there's a round in there, and he's concerned about a drop safety and other issues. So John Chessis, he was able to duplicate that. He found that when you take the slide off the pistol and you pull the striker back and let it go, the firing pin does, in fact, extend. However, when you load the when you put the slide back on the frame, it apparently doesn't happen. So that basically there appears to be a problem with the gun's firing pin block. However, that problem doesn't manifest itself when the slide is on the pistol. So John fired it. He put hundreds of rounds through it, and then he dropped it. And he didn't just drop it from the usual, I think the standard that most gun companies do was 4 feet, or something like that onto a, you know, hard surface from concrete. He did that. But then he took it much higher. He did, I think he said 11 and a half feet and just beat the heck out of the gun. Just pounded it, I think he said 20 times, not only in the back of the pistol where you'd expect, but also on various angles. And he did that with a primered case in it. So if the gun were going to fire, you would know it because the primer would ignite. Obviously, there's no bullet in the case or powder. So, and he couldn't get it to go off. So the gun seems to be more than drop safe. And what also impressed him was the fact that after all that abuse, guns still work perfectly. He dropped it, and like I said, he just beat the ever-living heck out of this thing. And it kept firing. So I don't know how many people are going to want to take a flyer on a Montenegrin 9mm pistol with an unusual trigger. In John's estimation, it certainly does everything it's supposed to do, and it does it safely. However, there does seem to be a quirk of its design with that firing pin block, which doesn't seem to present a safety problem, but, you know, if you're going to have a firing pin block, it should block firing pin.
Sure. Just because of its name. Do you remember Lionheart?
I do. In fact, I understand they're now back in business and shipping guns again.
Well, I mean, I remember in 2014 I did a Black Friday thing for them, and I always thought that gun was a pretty decent gun, but it was sort of an oddball gun because it was hammer fired, and you could shove the hammer forward into the half cock position. And it worked every time I ever used it. But they were just quirky, you know, because it had that quirk. And this reminds me of this quirky gun. But the thing that I like about this, I've been musing out loud about a desire to see a striker-fired 1911. And
right.
This gun, which has the double strike capability built into it, sort of proves to me that could work, except I don't want a 7-pound trigger by any stretch of the imagination. I want a true single action feeling trigger, and I want it to function like a Glock, but I want it to feel like a 1911.
I agree. They rate this Terra rates their trigger pull weight at 7.7 pounds. John found that pretty accurate with the plus or minus of about 4 ounces, that it really is that heavy. And that's certainly on the heavy side. That's getting into the New York Police Department Glock trigger level pull weight, and that's not what a lot of people want in their carry gun.
No.
A Striker Fire 1911 would be neat. I mean, did you ever have a chance to see or shoot the dearly departed Hudson trigger, Hudson pistol that was out there for a while? That was kind of like that. Jeremy, our associate editor, is fortunate enough to still have one of those guns and loves it. I still haven't had a chance to shoot it, but...
I would be interested to hear about that. I would be interested to hear about that.
Yeah, that was billed as... He reviewed it, so the review's on our site. That was billed as a 1911-style trigger in a striker-fired gun. And it was certainly a unique design, and it was... by all accounts, it was a very good gun. It just didn't find enough of a market to keep the company going, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, that, when you come out with one gun, I mean, that's the problem I see with this Terra aerospace pistol, is they have the one gun. When you come out with one gun, if it's not, you know, a slam dunk that everybody wants, like, I would love to know what the sales look like on the Luago Alien right now. I'm sure it's a unique, revolutionary pistol, and at that price point, it should be.
Yeah,
because it's unproven.
And that costs about 10 times the price of the Terra gun.
Yeah.
Terra actually does make other handguns. They make
We
reviewed the TM 9X. They also make two other pistols, smaller, a subcompact and a compact.
Well, hang on for me one more time. We got one more break to get through. And then you can go on to the fun stuff. Like, oh, young men are looking for. You can find this ad like you found everything else. Top of the page, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, this one is still on the front page, although it's a little further back. It's 5 days old and everything. Apparently, Dan, the gun grabbing, as I believe you refer to them as the citizen disarmament complex, the gun-grabbing citizen disarmament complex, things are not happening fast enough for them. And they're upset that he's not banning gun kits. Or ghost guns. Ghost guns.
Ghost guns. Yes. The, as you know, there's been a year-plus-long attack against scary ghost guns. And that's been one of the focuses of, allegedly, of the Biden administration and the ATF. And they have, in fact, proposed a new rule, the ATF has, that would, in effect, regulate these kits and many gun parts the same as firearms. So you want to buy a firearm slide? Good luck. It's going to have to go through a background check. You want to buy a lower? Whether it's 80% or not, it's going to have to go through a background check. The ATF is wading through over 200,000 comments that were received on that proposed rule change. And by law, they have to go through, sift out those that are use abusive language and those that are duplicates, and they have to then answer every single one of them. That's a good thing, because that means that it will take them months, if not maybe even a year or two, to do that. Before they can legally adopt the rule change. Well, that process doesn't make our friends in, as we say, the civilian disarmament industrial complex happy. They want to outlaw, and start regulating ghost guns now. And we hate to disappoint them, but, there are still laws, that must be upheld, even by the federal government, even under the Biden administration, as much as they would love to wave a magic regulatory wand and make these things disappear, they can't do that. And that without being sued, and that without making even the executive branch go through all, navigate all the administrative hoops they have to in order to put their anti-gun agenda in place. Sorry, guys.
Well, you know, and this is a thing that I would love to ask Mr. Muehlberger this, because he seems to think, what was a ghost? How did his daughter die? Do we know that?
I don't know that.
It looks like the claim is that it was a ghost gun that did it.
Yeah,
it was somebody maybe carrying one, but
what we have found is that yes, there are some truly, again, I hate the term ghost gun, but it, you know, like assault rifle or assault weapon.
Yep.
Now been widely adopted.
Kit gun. Let's call them a kit gun.
Exactly, a gun that, you know, using an 80% lower, that's homemade, and it does not legally require a background check or a serial number. Some of those guns certainly are made and used by criminals. And that kind of thing does happen. But what we're finding is by far what most police departments are calling ghost guns these days are guns that have had the serial number obliterated. So then if it doesn't then have a gun that used to originally had a serial number but doesn't anymore, they're now calling these ghost guns. And that conveniently exaggerates the problem of these guns, of actual home-built firearms being used to commit crimes. And let's face it, that is very rare. Most criminals do not run out, buy a gun kit, build it, and then use it to stick up the local liquor store or something like that. They steal their guns. They buy them off the street. Surveys by the FBI of criminals indicate that 80+% close to 90%, if I remember the last survey I saw, criminals, they don't walk into your local gun store and buy a gun, and they don't order from Polymer 80, buy a kit and all the tools and spend the hours it takes to finish that kit, build a working firearm.
Right.
They steal one. They steal the gun, or they buy it off the street, or they get a straw purchaser to go in and buy one for them, because most of them are criminals, and they have criminal records, and they can't pass a background check. So all of this hysteria and overemphasis on the problem of ghost guns is just another excuse to attack another aspect of the gun business and make law-abiding gun owners more difficult, more inconvenient, and more expensive.
I like the, you know, as far as the kits go, I like the Poly 80 kits. Now, I don't know enough about putting one of those together. I have a manufacturer actually do it, and then it becomes serialized, so that it's a gun, right? It's not a kit gun. It's not a ghost gun. It's a manufactured gun.
Right.
But I like them because, like for the in the case of the Glock clones, for example. They straighten that grip angle out a little bit, and I like that.
Correct. They straighten the grip angle, and they typically have a standard Picatinny rail rather than a Glock rail.
Right.
Slightly different. So, yeah, they're very nice. We put together an 80% arms Glock. I think their model is the GST9. And, in fact, we just got their latest updated lower, the Mod 1, which we're reviewing now, so we'll let readers know about that within a couple of weeks. But yeah, these things are very nicely done, and they'll let you customize the gun if you want. And they've got all kinds of very cool slides with lightning cuts or optic
right,
cuts.
Plenty of custom touches on those things.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're great.
So I don't have too many. Yeah, I don't. I have no issues with Poly 80 guns. I have four in the house right now, all manufactured. But like my latest one is a 10mm. Whoa. So I haven't shot it yet. That should be fun. I'm looking forward to that. I am looking forward to that. I haven't done this enough. Yeah. Well, I haven't told you about my my lever action. See, I've put together a Velociraptor kit. So I have a completely cyberpunked up, railed out Ranger Point Precision Parts lever gun in 45-70. And I've got this poly 80 10mm. And this is what I'm going to use for those nice woodland walks in case I encounter velociraptors or Bigfoot. Big feet, whatever.
I'll take care of all of those and any stray feral hogs as well.
Yep. And have changed. Thank you very much for joining me today. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. They aggregate and put together more news every day than anybody out there, bar none. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir. Appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Got hour number three inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.